notes for the percussion section, too, Naomi.
I'm simply doing the breakfast dishes like you told me to.
I told you to wash them, not change their shape.
Grandma, you gotta help me study for my American history test.
I don't know anything about American history.
Oh, sure you do, Mama. You lived through most of it.
Shut up, you post-nasal drip.
All you gotta do is ask me these questions and maybe look up an answer or six.
No, sir. If she doesn't have time to do the breakfast dishes, she certainly doesn't have time for this foolishness.
I'm sorry, hon, but I'm getting ready for a big meeting today down at the Church Ladies League.
Well, you are going to be home in time to make dinner, aren't you?
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Pick up a pizza on your way home from work.
You mean we got to eat takeout food again?
When are we going to get a home-cooked meal in this house?
Well, I suppose when one of y'all comes home and cooks it.
What?
You know, you three act like I enjoy being president of the Church Ladies League. It is like sweat and blood. You have any idea the responsibility? The work, the time it is taken away from my household chores? I have a higher duty.
Cleaning the attic?
No, cleaning the cobwebs from between your ears. Now, end of this month, my duties as president of the CLL will be finished, and I will once again be your slave, all right?
Great. Well, that won't help me with my test, Annie.
Or get us a decent dinner tonight.
It's so nice to know I have a family that understands.
Knock, knock. Hello, all.
Madam President, are you ready for your staff meeting?
Pull up a chair.
Come along, Vinton. We're not wanted in here. The kitchen cabinet is in session.
I'm right behind you, Skeeter. Well, you won't have Vinton Harper to kick around anymore.
What's the matter with them?
I dropped Vinton on his head when he was a baby. I'm not sure what her excuse is. So, you got the minutes from last week's CLL meeting?
Yes, in triplicate.
Oh, good girl. Isle, I really appreciate you taking care of all these petty little concerns for me during my term in office. It has kept me free to rule.
Well, I am your personal assistant, at least for two more meetings.
Two more meetings. Two more meetings. Oh, I can't give it up. You got no idea what it's like to be president. Once you've tasted that power, it's like a drug, and I can't just say no.
Stop, you're hurting me.
I want to be president. I want to be president.
Now, Thelma, you know that the presidency of the CLL is limited to a 2-year term.
Well, those CLL ladies are like sheep. They'll follow where I lead them.
Well, some of them might, but not Alberta Meacham. That cold-hearted dragon lady is a stickler for the rules.
Well, I figure I can get around old Prudent Face if I get myself nominated by somebody that the ladies all trust.
Well, Thelma, who's going to take on Alberta Meacham just to nominate you? No, Thelma, I couldn't do that. No, I get too nervous public speaking, you know. My voice gets all high and funny, and I lose all track of what I'm trying to say.
Nonsense! All you do is follow your notes.
No, I don't have any notes.
Well, I just happen to have jotted down some of my greatest achievements as president. Be sure you push my unselfishness and my modesty. And I'm pleased to announce that Lolly Perdue and her sewing committee have finally finished letting out all the choir robes. At long last, those altos can take a deep breath. Thanks so much, Lol. Heading up this week's agenda is the selection of a new president for our little group. Do I hear any nominations, Iola? Come on up here, don't be shy. You're my friend.
Fellow CLL members, I stand before you with, after much soul searching,
to nominate
for an unprincipled second term.
That's unprecedented.
An unprecedented second term, our beloved President Thelma Harper.
Hey,
objection!
Corps recognizes Alberta Meacham.
According to our bylaws, the president may only serve a 2-year term.
Turn the page.
Huh?
Turn the page.
I say an exception can be made for an exceptional woman, and I'm sure with a little applause we can persuade her to accept.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, but no, I really shouldn't.
Thelma's right. She shouldn't. She has carried the burden for 2 long years.
Well, it was nothing, really.
No, another term would be too great a sacrifice.
I love sacrifice. I always have.
No, it simply wouldn't be fair. That's why I should like to place in nomination the hardest worker I know, Iola Boylan.
Second the nomination. Oh, wait just a minute. What happened to persuading me?
Thank you so much. I don't know if I can accept your nomination.
Well, of course you can't. You don't have to. Now, since Iola isn't up to this, I guess I'll just have to bite the bullet and be your president for another 2 years.
There's no need for you to bite anything, Thelma. Iola will make a wonderful president.
As wonderful as me?
Ladies, since we have 2 worthy nominees, not Ola and Thelma, why don't we put it to a vote? We can have an election at next week's meeting.
An excellent idea, Lolly. We will let the membership decide. And may the better woman win.
Don't worry, I will. That's what I'm saying, Roselle. If I'm re-elected president, I'm putting you in charge of the rummage sale. Yeah, that way you can buy up all the good stuff cheap before the public gets a crack at it. Well, honey, you just vote your conscience, but it's like the good book says, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. All right, sweetie pie, I'll see you Tuesday. We could be talking a landslide here.
Look. Watch it, Skeeter. That bag is leaking.
Here you are, Miss Harper.
Dinner.
Not all over my CLL work. Go set this up in the dining room.
You mean we not only have to buy it, we have to set the table for it, too?
Oh, never mind. It's only for 2 more weeks.
Well, if the ladies have their say, I may be president for 2 more years.
2 more years?
What? Mama! Doggone it. I thought you were getting out of this presidency.
Well, so did I, but there was such a hue and cry, I just had to accept the nomination.
But you're not a shoo-in, Grandma. I mean, you gotta meet Miss Boylan in the election next week.
You mean you're running against Iola Boylan?
Oh, those church ladies just nominated her as an act of Christian charity. She ain't got a chance in hell of winning.
Yeah, especially after you called all the other members begging them for their votes.
Begging them for their votes?
All right, I don't want to hear another word about the damn CLL. Now let's all just sit down and enjoy this lousy cold pizza.
Knock, knock.
Oh, you're having dinner.
Yeah, if you can call it that.
Well, maybe I should come back later.
No, Iola, come on over and sit down.
We were just hearing the good news about your nomination.
Oh, well, I still feel kind of funny about it. It was a total surprise.
You weren't too surprised to accept it.
Oh, hush now, Miss Harper. You had your time. Out with the old. In with the new.
Yeah, I think Miss Boylan would make a great president.
You do?
Well, no question about it. The best ever.
Man, just when did you quit grinding keys and become a political pundit? Folks think anybody can be the president of the CLL?
I didn't say anybody, Thelma. They said me. After being your assistant for 2 years, I certainly know the job backwards and forward.
I am talking about more than a job. I'm talking about leadership, image, charisma.
That's you?
Damn right. It is just like in the insect world. There are worker bees and there are queen bees. Iola, you are a worker. I am the queen.
And what are we, Mama?
You're the drones.
Well, I may not have your charisma, Your Majesty, but you must admit I was very warmly applauded today.
Well, sure, they applaud Miss Congeniality, but they give the crown to Miss America.
Well, I thought you know I got plenty of support.
Yeah, it's all in your pantyhose.
Yeah, well, I have Alberta Meacham in my pocket, and she is a power broker in the CLL.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't need Boss Meacham because I got the rank and file behind me.
Oh, and here, I thought it was cellulite.
Don't you talk about my figure. I've changed tires that weren't as flat as you.
Now, now, hold on. If you two keep this up, you might say something you're sorry for.
Ben's right. You don't want to stand here and insult each other, do you?
Hell no, I want to do it in public where it'll get me some votes. I challenge you to a debate.
Well, the challenge is accepted.
Well, great, Squeaky. We'll just settle this next Tuesday at church.
Well, I can't wait. I am going to throw the queen bee right out of her hive.
Oh, buzz off. Imagine the nerve of that beanpole criticizing my shape. Quit hogging the whole pizza and go get me a beer. Hot damn double sausage. Naomi, does my rouge look okay under these lights?
Well, Miss Harper, you are giving a debate, not going on the warpath.
Fix it. Bad makeup job costs Nixon an election.
You nervous?
Good Lord, please don't talk to me like that.
Okay, Grandma, smile.
Will you dipsticks leave me alone? Now just take your seats.
Well, what are we supposed to do?
Nothing. You are the candidate's family. Just sit there and look adoring.
Mama, why'd I have to wear my old army uniform? I feel so dumb.
Vinton, when don't you feel dumb? You'd be proud of your military record. There ain't no National Guard in the Harper House.
Thelma, we can't start the debate until our Ola arrives. Do you know what's keeping her?
Well, she's probably buckled under the pressure. You know how nervous she is about public speaking. To tell you the truth, between you and me, Lol, I bet she's a no-show.
Ladies, this debate is a first for the Church Ladies League, an example of democracy in action. Now, each candidate will have 3 minutes in which to present her opening statement, at the end of which I shall ring this little bell.
We know what it sounds like, Tinkerbell. Go sit on it.
We shall begin with the challenger. Iola, sweetheart.
Gee, Iola sure seems confident.
And she certainly has dressed for success.
Oh, wait till they hear her squeaky voice. She gonna come off like Pee Wee Herman in drag.
First of all, I would like to thank each and every one of you for the love and support you have shown me.
She doesn't sound so squeaky.
I want that woman checked for steroids.
Being a single woman, I have the time to devote my all to the CLL. Furthermore, I am a speed typist, an organizational whiz, and an expert at arts and crafts.
Well, why don't we toot our own horn?
As a matter of record, I made all but 6 of the sale items at our annual potholder blowout. And I was awarded the blue ribbon for best oven mitt.
Probably made the blue ribbon herself.
And I made the blue ribbon myself. I can bring to the CLL what it so desperately needs, fiscal responsibility. Do you realize that we are in the red to the tune of $19.36? Let us take a look at the staggering deficit of the last 2 years. We will begin with that fiasco Las Vegas night, otherwise known as Harper's Folly. So, ladies, I'll ask you, do we want to live with a deficit?
No. No.
Do we want 2 more years of debt and incompetence?
No.
Then I want you to vote for the lady with the ledger, Aola Boylan.
Thank you, Iola. I'm so clear, so cogent, so compelling. And now we hear from Thelma Harper.
Well, thank you, Albert. I only hope that I can live up to that rousing introduction. And Iola, thank you to you for the Wall Street Weekend Review. Seriously, girls, I'm not up here to run down my opponent. Shoot, I've only got 3 minutes. It's easy for some Miss Priss to stand here and point out all of my failures, but what about my successes? Let's not forget the Munchies for Missions bake sale. What a smash. You know, with the proceeds from that sucker, we were able to send a lovely clock radio to our sister mission in New Guinea. Not to mention all those leftover donut holes. Here says that she can work harder for you because she's a pitiful maiden lady. But I ask you, just exactly who works harder than a mother? Who is more organized? Who gets more done? Do we have mothers out here? Yes. Well, God bless you. I, for one, have had it with Nora Negative. I am tired of hearing what is wrong with the CLL. Let's hear what's right with it. Do we need a chart or a graph to tell us why we are members of the Church Ladies League? I know I don't. I am here because I want to be with the finest women in the world. No, really. Really. Because of you all, I can walk down the street with my head held high. And I know that folks will look at me and say, there goes a church lady. Am I wrong to be a little bit proud of that?
No.
Am I wrong to want to serve you wonderful women for 2 more years?
No.
Am I wrong to...
Thelma?
Not now, I'm on a roll.
Sorry, but your 3 minutes are up.
Not off the bell, Quasimodo.
Iola, your rebuttal.
Thank you, Alberta. My opponent referred to you as the finest women in the world.
You darn tootin'.
Oh, really? Are these fine women the same ones you called sheep who will go where I lead them?
What? Now, that remark is taken out of context.
Then you did call them sheep.
Oh. Well, I meant it as a compliment. Sheep are beautiful animals. They got nice personalities, great hair.
Well, I, for one, certainly don't take it as a compliment.
Oh, really? Well, how do you feel about cold-hearted dragon lady?
How dare you?
No, dare me. That's what your little bosom buddy over there called you.
Iola.
Well, she called you old prune face.
Tattletale, hypocrite, old maid, balloon butt. Oh, please, my eyes. You know, I like Halloween. Let it go.
Boy, talk about a lively debate. Now I know what they mean by mudslinging.
Actually, it was more like mud wrestling.
Shoot, Iola, I can't believe neither one of us won.
Imagine them electing Lolly Perdue president.
I guess it's because she was the only one big enough to separate you two.
Well, look on the bright side, Iola. From now on, our friendship's gonna be stronger than ever.
Really?
Sure, we got so much in common. We're both strong leaders. We're both tough fighters. We're both sore losers.